Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter with Wake Up America Church Ministries. Hope you are having an awesome Monday, and I hope you guys had a great weekend and a Sunday service or a Saturday service where you were able to praise God and lift Him up and just be filled with that power and that anointing to go out into the world and tell someone about Jesus. The title of tonight's devotional is this, Gutters and Windows. The reading can be in Matthew 23:23-31. Our key scriptural passage that we're going to read tonight is 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, and it goes like this. Now the end of the commandment is charity, and out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfrayed. While we were out for a family drive, a spotless white sign with a perfect red lettering caught my attention. Gutters and windows. Quality work guaranteed. Although the sign was prestige, I feared the house and the barn directly behind it might collapse at any moment. The paint was peeling, the windows were cracked, and the gutters were non-existent. Many of us advertise for Jesus, but our spiritual house are in despair. We may attend church, speak in Christianese, and mingle nicely with others, but when our conduct does not align with our hearts, our first-class behavior is just a performance of pity. When Jesus confronted the Pharisees, he said this, and you can see this in Matthew 23:28. Even so, ye are also outwardly appeared righteous unto man, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Wow, that's crazy, right? You see, Jesus had a different but equally direct message for his followers. You can see that in Matthew 6:16. Do not be like the hypocrites. The Bible encourages to love from a pure heart and then from a sincere faith, right? And you can see that in 1 Timothy 1:5 that we just got done reading. These inner attitudes should pour out through our words and our actions. You can see that in Luke 6:45. That's Luke 6:45. Today, consider the state of our spiritual house. If you people look beyond the beautiful outward display, will they discover a true heart for Jesus? And there's a little saying here that's hypocrisy is a common sin that grieves the Lord above. He longs for those who will worship Him in faith and truth and love, and that's given by Bosch. And that little part down here said, God desires our actions to be a reflection of our pure heart. Guys, I want to tell you really easily, your heart matters. A heart for Jesus, this world can tell the difference when you're not truly dedicated to a cause. Let's pray that our hearts reflect our actions. Love you guys. Y'all have a good Monday. Praying for y'all throughout the week. Hit me up on my website if you have any prayer requests or any questions that you may have on the this devotionals, elder devotionals, sermons, or the Bible studies that I provide throughout the week. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night.